Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, on the 12th wide line, with the word Yochol Yehi Mashuach. Yochol Yehi Mashuach Melchama may be Asiris Haifa. Perhaps the Mashuach Melchama, the Kohen God was anointed to address the people before the war, brings Asiris Haifa every day. Tamerleima Tachtov Mibanov, Ef Shibanoi Oive Tachtov, may be Asiris Haifa, and the Gemara rejects that because it says, Tachtov mibanov, in place of him from his sons, one whose son serves after him is one who brings an Asir Seifa every day. And this excludes the Meshuch Melchama, who does not serve him after him. And what's the source to say that the Meshuch Melchama's son does not serve after him? And the Lema, Shiras Yomim, Yelbashem, Hakoyen, Tachtov, Mibanov, Vegeme. The answer is, the Pasuk says, in Shmoyth Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Lamed, 7 days he shall wear then the Kohen in his place from his sons. Meaning, one who enters Oyel Moed to serve in the Kodesh, his sons serve after him. This excludes Meshuch Melchama, who does not enter the Oyel Moed to serve in the Kodesh. Menayin Shehu Mismana Liyos Kohen Gadol. What's the source that the Meshuch Melchama can be appointed Kohen Gadol? Ne'emar, Pinchas ben Elazar, Nagid Haya Aleihem Lifnim Hashem Imoy. So it says in the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim Aleph in Perek Tes Pasuk Chof, and Pinchas the son of Elazar was the ruler over them in time past, Hashem being with him. He was the Kohen Gadol, even though he was Meshuch Melchama in the days of Moshe. Yosakad Dehavavai in the Tantra, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, Hava Amalei, Lifnim Imoy, Lifnim Imoy, Yemei Zimri, Micha, Yemei Pelegesh, Begiba, La Micha. When Rabbi Yosi wanted to provoke his son Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, to learn constantly like in his youth, he would say to him, Lifnim Imoy, before Hashem was with him, in the days of Zimri, when Pinchas protested and killed Zimri, in the days of Pelegesh Begiba, Pinchas did not protest, Hashem was not with him. You must ask, what's the source that they ask from the Urim Vaturim through the Meshuch Melchama when he wears the 8th big day Kohen Gadol? Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that the Pasuk in Shmais Choftes, Pasuk Choftes says, and the holy vestments that were to Aaron shall be to his sons after him. Why do they say Acharov, after him? Rather, it's for the grandeur of the one after him, means who is not Kohen Gadol, only Meshuch Melchama. He wears the 8 garments when they ask from the Urim V'Tumim. Now, Yeshu Oved B'Shmeina, what's the source that he serves wearing the 8 garments? Rabbi Yomiya B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda HaKodesh, Shel Aaron, Matan B'Leima Acharov, Nekdusha Shel Acharov. Rabbi Yomiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered from this very same Pasuk, the garments, or the holy garments that will be allowed to Aaron, what's afterwards, they should be his sons after him. Rather, it's the Kedusha of the one after him. Amalei Rav Yona, Imcha Yisi Le'oma Oved El Anisha. Rav Yona objected, saying to Rumi that I was with you when Rav Yochan said this. He didn't say that he serves when the 8 garments, rather he is asked. When the question is asked to the Maturim that he's wearing. Kama Hu Oved, I should say, with how many garments does he serve? Aisi Rav Hoshea Masnisa De Bakapo Min Doroima. Rav Hoshea brought the Baisa of Rakapah from the south and teaches that Chacham say that he did not serve with the 8 of the Kohen Gadol and not with the 4 of the Kohen Hedjet. Amar Rabbi Abba, V'din hayash yehi oived v'abor v'lama ina oived l'ele ina oived shalai yu oimim v'ina Kohen Gadol pa'amim oived v'abor pa'am v'shmeina. Rabbi Abba says it's proper that he really served with 4. Why does he not serve with 4? It's less people say that we saw a Kohen Gadol sometimes serve with 4 garments and sometimes with 8. Means they saw him wear 8 when he was asked earlier. Am Rav Yona Veloy Mivifnim Ve'oivid Mivachutz Nishal Ve'tayim Mivifnim Mivachutz. Rav Yona asked, well, does he not serve inside the Mikdash and he's asked outside? Well, people are to confuse something done inside with something done outside. Here we tell from Avim Shal Kol Yisrael Lo Ta'a ben tekiyas hakol is keyas korban. The answer is yes, didn't Rabbi Taufan, the father, the greatest chachma of Yisrael, err between tekiyah of hakel, which when the king read the Torah on Sukkos, and tekiyah of the korban. The Tani, Avnei Aaron, Kehanim, Yisku, Machatzoisus, Tamimim, Lei Balei Mumim, Dir Rabbi Akiva. As we've seen, Rabbi Akiva says that the pasuk in Bamidbar Yud Perek Ches says, and the sons of Aaron, the Kehanim, shall blow on the trumpets, Tamimim, that they must be tam, and not blemished. Am Rabbi Taufan, Ekapechet Banai, Emlewe Isi, Achi, Achi Imi, Chigel, Ba'achas Meraglov, Oimet, Ta'azoma, Bachatzai Swasai, Biyoda Betukir. The Taufan said, I'll cut off my sons if I didn't see my mother's brother, who was lame in one leg, stand in the Azor with a trumpet in his hand and blow. Amalovi Kiba, Rebbe Shemalovi Isa, Lebashas Hakel, Bani Oim, Lebashas Korban. Kiba said, perhaps you saw only the time of Hakel, and I was talking about the time of a Korban. Amalovi Talfen, Ekapechet Bonai, Shulahitisa, Yemin, Usmol, Aniu Shuri Isa Samasa, Shachachti, Leharali, Leforish, Asadoyosh, Maskim, Leshua, HaKorporish, Mecha, Kaporish, Mechayot. Talfen said, I'll cut off my sons, meaning it is not true that you did not veer right or left means you are totally correct. I saw the episode and I forgot and I couldn't explain. And you expound and concur with the received halacha. Anyone who departs from you is like one who departs from his life. The Gemara asks, what do we learn from the phrase in Vayikra, Tevzayim Pasuk Lama Beis, and the Kohen shall atone who has been anointed? The answer is because the entire parasha discusses Aaron, I would know only Aaron himself. What's the source to include another Kohen? It says, Asher Yimshach Oisoi, that he anointed him to teach that one who is anointed with Shona Mishcha can serve. What's the source for Merubim Begadim, which is a Kohen not anointed with the anointing oil, but rather his organization is through wearing the eight Begadim? And the pasuk continues, Va'asher Yimalei Es Yadoi, that he fills his hand. Menan Rabois Kohen Acher Hamismane, and what's the source to include the Kohen appointed to substitute for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur if needed, meaning the scan? If the Kohen Gadol became possible after offering the Talmud, his replacement begins with Avodas Panim in the four garments. He's not inaugurated for the eight garments. The answer is, it says, and the Kohen will atone. A mayor who missed man, I should say, how is the replacement appointed? The Baron of Kisan, quoting Rechir Yosef, said he's appointed verbally. Rechir says we can infer that we may appoint Chachamim verbally without smicha. Amr Rechir Ba'ada, Masnisa Amr Kein Chazobacha, Medala Dvorim, Shayis Oime, Menasacha, Av Basin, Al Yisrael. Rechir Ba'ada supports this from a mission that teaches that the Chachamim told Akavim and Halalel, retract the laws that you say, and we will make you Av Basin of Yisrael. Means you will be Av Basin the moment you retract, due to our words. Minayin Kishem Shematskin Eloi, Koyen Acher, Tachtov, Shemir Boy Psul, Kach Makadshanai, Isha Chemis Altanai, Shemir Adaba, Beishtoi, Shinemavik Chipeba Adoi, Bad Beisoi, Beisoi, Zu Ishtoi, Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says that what's the source that just like we prepare for him another Kohen, lest a Psul occur in him, we Makadish for him another woman on condition, lest something happen to his wife, means that she might die. And the Pasuk is, Pasuk Vav there where it says, and he will atone for himself and for his household. His household refers to his wife. Amalai Rabbi Yosef im kain ein ladavar soif. Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Yehuda, if so, there's no end to the matter. Why ein ladavar soif? What does that mean that there's no end to the matter? Shema Thomas isha zu, but Thomas isha acheres. Means if you're concerned lest this woman die, you should be concerned lest another woman, means the second woman, that he's makadish, she might also die. Ramana adat makshila al Rabbi Yehuda, kashasa al drabonan, shema yora keri lakoyen zeh, the man asked, well, before you challenge Rabbi Yehuda, then it's even difficult for Abonam, because they were concerned lest this Kohen become Tommy, they should be concerned lest another kohen means the substitute might also become tame. Teri matzli misa ena matzia, gozla adoshu matzli vele gozla adoshu ena matzli. The answer is tumah is common, death is not common. So they decreed about something common, they didn't decree about something uncommon. Ashkechan Rabbi Yehuda omal misa matzia, adohu de taninan, said to Rabbi Yehuda ime af isha cheres maskinin lai shematamas ishtei. We find that Rabbi Yehuda said that death is common, and this is what our Mishnah teaches, that Rabbi Yehuda says that we prepare for him another wife, lest his wife die. We have a Mishnah that teaches that a shliach who brings a get and lets the husband, old or sick, he gives it with the chazok, the assumption that the husband is still alive. The Gemara asks, well, there you say that death is not common, even though he is old or sick, and here you say that death is common. The answer is there, it affects an individual, meaning his wife. Here, the Kohen Gadol's atonement is for the entire tzibur. So we're more stringent. And we find that Rabbi Yehuda is stringent about an individual. The Tani. That we have a baisa from Rabbi Yehuda that teaches there wasn't a box for people to leave coins for Kahanim to buy and offer obligatory kinim, which is two birds, a chatas oif and a olas oif, due to a mixture, means lest one of the people who put in money die, and we find out, so her chatas must die, and money of a chatas ha mesa, where it's put to death, is mixed with money that should be used to buy and offer karbonos, so we can't offer anything. The Akadish Me'esmol, Gemara asks, he should be Mekadisha without a Tanai from before Yom Kippur. Why does he have to do it on condition? The answer is, the Pasuk said, and he will give atonement for himself and for his household, and not for two households, not two wives. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Inyuni, Bar Koim Rabbi Mana, Lanimsa, Kokoine, Kenyan, Bashabbos. Gamliel, Rabbi Inyuni asked Rabbi Mana, if the Kedushin takes effect on Yom Kippur, it is not like making a kinyan on Shabbos, which is forbidden. And in Mishim Shvus, Sheetir B'Mikdash, the answer says Rabbi Mana, kinyan is forbidden only due to a Shvus in the Rabbanon, and they permitted Shvus in the Mikdash when it's needed for the Avodah. Amar Rabbi Mana, Hada Amar, Elein, De Kansin, Amalan, Sech, Lekainzim, Rajoim, Shula Yehe, Kokoina, Kinyan, B'Shabbos. Rabbi Mana says this teaches that one who makes Nisuin with a widow on a Friday must do so before Shabbos, lest he be like one who acquires a kinyan on Shabbos, because just a chuppah does not acquire a widow.